presence. I was between two difficult situations. One was to have a public program in a bigger venue, which may have been a bit more difficult. And the other was to have the program here, and then you would have been unable to accommodate, obviously, the crowd. So therefore, we decided that, inshallah, Qas Mutaalikin of Walidsar, rahimahullah, will be invited so that we can sit and, inshallah, be inspired by his life, his lesson, inshallah, and continue with the legacy, inshallah, and keep up the ta'alluq and muhabbat, inshallah. So jazakumullah khairan to each and everyone who has come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah, of continuing in the footsteps of my beloved Walidsar, rahimahullah. Shaykh Awana Hafizahullah refers to these kind of majalis where we sit and remember and take inspiration from the life of those who has passed on as majalisul wafa. So this is a majlis of wafa, our wafadari inshallah to the ta'alluq that we had with the Walidsar, rahimahullah. And obviously there were so many different people, ulama, non-ulama, who had a very close ta'alluq with Walidsar, rahimahullah, who could have spoken, and this program could have lasted, you know, half a day or an entire day. But for practicality purposes, a few ulama who had spent a lot of time with Walidsar, rahimahullah, and had a long standing relationship with him, inshallah, will address us on inspirations they took from his life, lessons that they can share with us, inshallah, so that they can affect us in our practical life. Because together with the information and knowing, iqtida'ul ilm al-amal, ilm needs practice. So inshallah, with these practical advices and inspirations, we hope that some change comes into our lives also, inshallah, we can also fit the path of qurb ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Now, Mr. Augustine, will be discussing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Respected ulama, elders, brothers. At the outset, I would like to say, first and foremost, I really miss the Maulana Harun Sahib, Nawar Allah, Marqadu, Allah, Kulli Khabar, Al-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the highest stages of Jannah. Allah knows best how much I felt the fear, the loss, Hazrat, you know, that sudden message. It was just too shocking, you know. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had spoken to me just a few days earlier. So I said, no worry, I'll sort out this work for you. And I think it was on Wednesday. I went by Haji Ibrahim, Yusuf Sahib, before Zohar or after Zohar, and he told me, don't tell anybody, Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib has been admitted into hospital. That evening, I met Imran Duma. Hazrat Imran Duma, who told me, I've got the message that Maulana is in hospital, and I'm feeling something very frightening in my heart. I'm feeling very disturbed and feeling worried about this. Allah knows best. And after Maghrib, this is the beauty of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Taluk with all of us. The relationship with all of us, like we all felt special to him. Then he sends me a WhatsApp, and then like that he sent a message to Hafiz Imran. I think he sent to many of us messages. He is in hospital, looking at after Maghrib. Hazrat passed away, I think, give and take about 11 o'clock by Nasr. Huh? Now in that short space of time, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh sent me a message. I'm in hospital, make dua for me. Tell your family, make dua for me. Tell your son-in-laws, make dua for me. Allahu Akbar, you know, to that fine detail, everyone he'll be concerned about, and he sends this message. And then, just after 11, Haji Ibrahim Sahib phoned me and says to me, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, gone into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he just shook us, like you've lost everything. And I was so, like, concerned and worried that mizaj, that values that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had established in our locality, that it must remain. Those systems and those ways that we had kept adhering to the Sharia to as close as possible, that must continue, was something that was worrying my heart. And that, you know, the barakat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali must remain with us, was something that was playing in my mind and I was very much concerned. And Allahu Akbar, one great quality, like I like to mention at this point, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali kept ta'alluq with all the akabir, with all the ulama, and Allahu Akbar, like in no time, as soon as they associated with him, they became his beloved. And he had become their beloved. Both ways you would see that there was this kind of love that would be established. Must have been give and take maybe about 2 years before Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had passed away, that I had the Mufti of the Haram, basically you can call him the Sheikh al-Hadith of the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Abdul Aziz, who had come to South Africa. He was my guest, and I invited Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali to my house, and we all had breakfast together. And it was like these two people had met for years. Immediately there was such a muhabbat, such a taluk between the two of them, Sheikh Harun Ismail, the way it was, you know, everything like was this. And Allahu Akbar, I don't know how, but before Fajr Salah, Sheikh Abdul Aziz, he's the one that gives the luqma to the a'imma in the haram. He's the one that what you call teaches hadith there. He's the one that people come to ask fatawas. He phoned me before Fajr, he phoned me and he tells me that, Aina anta, anta fil mustashfa alan, are you in the hospital? I said, no, we are preparing now to go. Are you in the hospital? I said, no, we are preparing now to go to the masjid for the janazah. And his words were so much. He says to me, you'll have lost such a great personality. You'll have lost such a great personality. A person with such ulum. Basically he's saying to you, to me, you know, you people of South Africa don't realize what a great person that you'll have in your country. And he was really, really touched at that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has passed away. So this is, I'm saying, giving example of the way the people felt, and the ulama and the mashayikh, and like that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to keep that taluk with all the mashayikh, all the kabir, you know, whoever came to Spingo Beach, and mashallah, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would try to take benefit, make us take benefit from them also. So this is Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, you know, taluk with everybody, how the people felt. Imagine this person, such a senior person, great person from Makkatul Mukarramah, phoning me before Fajr regarding Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. When you look at Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, alhamdulillah, from the time I've been in Spingo Beach, you know, we've been close together, we taught together, we've been traveling together, we made so many asfar together. And when I look at the thing that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had established in Spingo Beach, you know, in those years, in Spingo Beach, if you just take the maktab for example, the mizaj at that time was such, situation at that time was such, that in the maktab, the children came in with their shoes, they sat on desks, the boys never wore kurta, the girls never wore a cloak, nothing of that sort was there in the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, with the barakat of Hazrat Ma Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, mashallah, classes of it. One was the open hall. In that open hall, we had everybody. Meaning to say that apas were one side, the ulama were one side, and say the students and to sit on the desk with their shoes, whether it was parked, not parked, no issue. Boys were wearing their shirt and trousers coming from school. Girls were just basically in their short sleeves, normal, just wearing a scarf. And that's how the talim took place. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Allah give him jazai khair, slowly made it such, alhamdulillah, classrooms were made, carpets were put, and alhamdulillah, hey, time came that alhamdulillah, the entire madrasa came onto the sunnah on the floor, and this way all the students started wearing the kurta, all the girls started wearing the cloak and the burqa. That Islamic values Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali established in the madrasa, alhamdulillah. This is alhamdulillah. Through that we see all the other makatib. You may say this is, you know, nothing today. But when you look at it, those years, that was the way the maktabs were. And this is how, alhamdulillah, when this got established, it had the effect and the impact that throughout, there were special doors was made now, that the ladies enter from a different door, the men enter from a different door, the parda was established, that Allah conscious was established in the children in the maktab, alhamdulillah. And Allahu Akbar, you know, one incident that really touches me tremendously when I think of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. There is so much to talk about Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. You know, just a few. As they say, he was an international personality, loved throughout the world, called throughout the world. You know, on one occasion, we went for Gush. And while we were in Gush, I went to one house, and that person started speaking evil about Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What is wrong with this Maulana of here, your Imam of the day? He doesn't allow our children to go and, you know, take part in cricket and football, etc. And he's making a big issue about it, etc., etc., you know. And he was really furious and talking against Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So, and I want to talk to him. So I went to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. I said, you know what, this is the story. This guy is very upset that you are insisting that the children must come and be there in time and spend the full time in madrasa, and he's making a big story. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat said, let's go. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and I went to meet him, to try to appease him. Allahu Akbar. Upon reaching over there, this man just took off with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, told him so much, insulted Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And the other Jamaat Satis were also there, actually, not only myself, but a few other Jamaat Satis. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali never retaliated, never argued with that person, made total sabr. Whatever the person said, let him take it out of his chest. Never mind, I'll accept it. Right? What was Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's concern? I'll bear all that anger, I'll bear whatever it is. Right, at least your son must come back. If you're going to come for a shorter period, let him come back for a shorter period. Allahu Akbar, who is Rahmatullah Ali? Allahu Akbar, when you look at him, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali taught from Alif Ba right up to Bukhari Sharif. Everything you can see, he taught. But look at, alhamdulillah, his qualities. I remember when I was in Canada also, you know, his humility, his simplicity, everything he was in, you know, simple in everything. When I was there in Canada, in the city of Regina, and I met the Imam over there, he said, hey, Maulana Harun Sahib had come here to our masjid. And you look at him, such a big personality, but he's in his normal chumple, and simple simplicity in him was so much over there. He was so impressed by this quality of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him that qabuliyat, and also alhamdulillah, and Allah ta'ala keep it at that, and Allah save us from bad nazari, that alhamdulillah, in our locality in Swingo Beach, there is no issue that this is Khanka, and this is Tabligh, and this is Darul Uloom. Alhamdulillah, there is that harmony, unity. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would have his own majalis, with his, what you call, the Muridin and others would come there. At the same time, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would also take part in Jamaat. He'll go for Gush. He would be there in the Shab Guzari. At the same time, alhamdulillah, he's teaching in the Darul Uloom. Allah Ta'ala keep that fiza, that alhamdulillah we work with such senior ulama in our locality, but that harmony and that unity, Allah Ta'ala keep it like that. And you can say all this is the barakat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, give him jazai khair. There's much that you can talk about, but this few words, inshallah, and I'll leave to the others to speak, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah khairan. The Maulana Olga Sahib, mashallah, from the very early 80s, alhamdulillah, worked with Walid Sahib, rahimahullah, in Spindle Beach, in the Maktab Masjid, inshallah. I'd like to call upon my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Patel Sahib, Tamam Barakatuh, who also has a very long-standing relationship with Walid Sahib in Madrasa Ta'lim al-Din, spending close to 30 years probably. Hazrat Maulana, inshallah, in his family.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Whatever little I might have to contribute and say here, everybody else will have far more to say. Because Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was that kind of personality that perhaps everybody can write a book about their association with him and whatever they learned from him, whatever they benefited from him. So in the few minutes that we have, just some aspects that became very inspirational for myself from Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's life. Many of the things that Maulana Hussain Sahib has already mentioned, which are already in my mind, but just the same things, this is all just Maman Saab mentioned, that's Majalis ul Wafa, so whatever little we can add to it. Among the very early recollections that I have in terms of after I came to Smingo Beach, so this was in the early days of Madrasa as well. One day we were, that time during the first break, the morning used to be teaching for much more time that time, 4 or 5 hours. So in the first break, often we used to be standing in the balcony there just for that few minutes, 10 minutes or so. And some general talk would take place, whatever. So many things were shared in that time which he would pass on. But just to highlight, one of the things that in the lives of the Sahaba, something that is mentioned about them is, كَانُوا أَحْرَسَ النَّاسِ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. They, every good that they could do and that they could pass on also, they had a kind of, as we might term it, as a greed. This is the best greed that a person can have. The greed of khair, of every good. Now, we were standing there and I recall, it's probably just the manner in how it was said and the way in which it was shared, that it touched me very deeply. And Allah's fazal, that's a barakat of somebody who says it with that ikhlas, that ever since, prior to that, we had learnt it in madrasa also, but the amal wasn't there. But after the Maulana's advice and just sharing it, very simple amal about the virtue of reciting the fourth kalima in the bazaar. Now, we've heard it so many times, but the Maulana found the opportunities to pass on something, though it was expected that the person he's talking to has learnt it, because he's also studied somewhere. But that didn't stop him from sharing this. And the barakat of his sharing it, was, alhamdulillah, from that time the amal has remained. Now, this is one example of many. And I recall subsequently even that zeal to pass on this knowledge to others, to get them, besides the knowledge, the amal. That people should start practicing on all these things. I remember, if I recall correctly, it was then he had made the arrangements for it to be in a pamphlet form or something, to be distributed and published and put on boards and so on. That same zeal, that amal must come alive. Among the aspects that Hazrat was very, very conscious about, and from time to time he would even send messages back to us that, look, many of the students coming to the masjid sometimes is noticing after Asr, etc. Some of them now staying in the town now after Asr, they quickly want to go home and get back in time for Maghrib. So they would even, now in that haste, sometimes miss out the reciting Tasbih Fatimi after Asr Salah. Hazrat used to be very sort of hurt by this, that why are they depriving themselves of this benefit? And he would send messages sometimes to say, please caution them that, look, this is not something to be omitted. They should not leave without having at least recited the Tasbih Fatimah. This was just some examples of many, many things of this nature, that hirs on khair, on himself making amal and passing on that zeal of amal to others as well. Then the other thing that I, from the very early days, was very touched by his shafqat. Everybody has an incident to say, and many will have many, many more things to say. But I can recall, this was now going back more than 25 years ago, one day after Salah in the Smingo Beach Masjid, that time most of the Salah used to take place there. So we came out, and Huma was standing there in the courtyard, in the shelter there. So he called me aside in the belt outside onto the stair, yeah. So I thought, I don't know what something has happened or whatever. Called me aside, he says, you're still starting off now. There's something I thought I want to tell you about. So I said, what? So you see, from now, you try and make some arrangements. Now you're already here now, one, 2 years already here. See, inshallah, somebody will help you also. Get a loan or something. Buy one house. And in Gujarati, you say, chapru aprud. The roof should be ours. How long are you going to be in some other, your family, etc., as your family grows? So I took it in, mashallah. But now that was something that he, now where will somebody just out of the blue be concerned about someone else that, you know, you should try and have your own house too. Later in time, it might be of use to you. Some time passed, I didn't even have any thought about it that this would be something we'd even look into. Many years later, about maybe 8-10 years later, some arrangements started falling into place that maybe this might be possible. So in passing, I mentioned it to him that, look, you had last time advised, perhaps there might be some possibility that some arrangement could be made. So I just mentioned that in passing, that too, because it happened coincidentally while passing, I just mentioned it. But at think barely in the same week, phone me, said we'll meet after Asar. There's a house that somebody wants to sell. We'll go and see it. After Asar Salah, he walked along, took me to that house. It was maybe about a few hundred meters away, almost not too close by, not two blocks away. Went to the place, had made the arrangements himself with the owner of the house, that somebody wants to come see the house and to view it. In any case, that didn't work out after that, but that touched me very deeply. That where am I and who am I, and Al Maulana with all his responsibilities and whatever duties he has, and being the imam of the town and being the mudarris of all the higher kitabs at that time, he perhaps was not yet teaching Bukhari Sharif, but later on that also came, but yet he was teaching all the higher kitabs and all the every other department of deen, mashallah, he was involved in. But he had time to worry about somebody to take him personally, to go and show him that now, great people become great not because of anything else, because of great values. And it was these values, subhanallah, among the things which everybody is very, very familiar with, his zeal about visiting the sick, iyadat-e-mariz. There were so many times, once Hazrat Mawab Ahmad Padiya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he got sick, he was in hospital. So Hazrat Mawab had gone to visit him in hospital. I happened to visit Mawab 1-2 days before that, and then a week before that. But then I planned to go, that I couldn't manage it, so somebody else was going. I told him, please give Mawab my salams, and I'm not too well, I couldn't make it today, I'll come some other time. So in passing, while Hazrat Harun Sahib was there to visit Mawab Padiya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned to him that I wasn't so seriously sick, but I wasn't well that day. So he just mentioned in passing somehow, he said, alhamdulillah alayhi, that Mawab is not well also. From the hospital, he came straight home. And he said, no, we were gone to visit Muhammad Padiya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and he mentioned you're not well, so we came straight from there to visit you. And then while sitting there, he even mentioned to him, I'm far more ill than you. But subhanallah, despite his own challenges of health and so on, and in fact, closer to towards his, I think it must have been not long before the lockdown, Hadi Mahim Sahib was with him, and Asar Sahib was there. I had been, it was, Madrasa was closed, I think it was during that December break that we had. And I happened to be in Amshlanga Masjid for Zuhar Salah. And I saw them there, but I had to rush off for something. So I just saw them, I didn't manage to make mulaqat too, and I went away. As later on, I was in Vellum, so they came, nothing by phone on the way, that we're on the way. And the purpose of the visit was coming to visit your father-in-law, he's not well, so my mom will come and visit him. In that halat, came all the way, then part of the stairs had to be climbed, and whatever else, it was raining. This is one of many, many, one of my friends sitting here mentioned to me once that he was not well, and the mom came to visit him, the lift wasn't working. So he climbed up 10 or 11 floors in the autumn, and after having visited him for a short while, 5-10 minutes, and then he came down. And he said, alhamdulillah, we got the sawab of iyadat-e-mariz. That hirs alal khair, so that shafqat and that concern for others, that well-wishing for everybody. Then another one point, just to finish off on, one thing that I was very, one is, mashallah, his comprehensive personality, which Maulana Musa Sahib, Dam Barakatum, also mentioned, in all the departments of deen, he was very much involved. Whether it was, I remember, once we were still, I was just there in my, probably the first year or second year, it was the holiday time that had just come. So Ma himself was calling one ustad and making his tashkil. I remember I had no idea, no intention of going out for a few days on that occasion. Ma called me, he said, yeah, the students are, we're making their tashkil too. If you know, a few ustads join also, they'll also get encouraged. So you join up also. So Ma's tashkil, whether I wanted to or not, I had to say labbaik to it. And mashallah, we benefited tremendously in that time. On the one aspect I was just mentioning is that his comprehensive personality, whether it was Jamaat, whether it was Khanta, mashallah, Taluk with the Akabir, and then the Muridin that he made Islaw of, and the Taluk that those who made Taluk with him, and then being the Imam of the Masjid, and teaching from Alif Ba Ta till Bukhari Sharif, with all that, the aspect that also touched me was that, mashallah, on the one side, Maulana Rahmatullah Ali was very firm on whatever his stance was. He didn't compromise on what he believed was the right stance and the right approach to a matter. But with that, despite being very firm on his stance, what I found very remarkable was that that didn't affect his taluk with anyone. Mashallah, he maintained the taluk with everybody, whichever organization, whoever, whatever. And you see him meeting with people who he disagreed with. But mashallah, in the same manner in which somebody else who was in agreement with him, he met with the same shafqat and with the same muhabbat and that same akhlaq. And on many occasions I noticed this, and it really had an impact on my heart that this is a lesson to be learned. Sometimes there's a small little difference with somebody and you're wondering how to even, I mean, whether we should be meeting the person to start off with. So this too also was, mashallah, a very deep lesson which I noticed on many occasions. And besides that, sometimes in the discussions, he would even mention his disagreement with certain, whoever it might have been. But on other occasions, I saw how he interacted with the person also. And there was no way that you could make out that there was any issue. So this was also, mashallah, that then, alhamdulillah, he had a very jolly nature at the same time. This was part of his tawazu, very, very humble, very simple. And mashallah, his humor, I just want, maybe I'll finish off on this. Some of the many things are coming to mind in terms of that, but just it sometimes comes to mind and mentioned in the class, that's why it's coming to mind more strongly. It says, mashallah, there are some occasions where bare bare akalman bhi pagal ki tarah nazar aate hai. You say, what is in front of a mirror? See a person making all funny faces in front of a mirror. To say, chote bache ke samne. Hazmaa, mashallah, used to say it in a very dramatic way also. He used to give extra. You see a person, big elderly person, mashallah, very, very, you know, composed person all the time. From a small child, he becomes like a child also. He's making some funny sounds and he's doing some. So, mashallah, he had his very witty lines as well. So, mashallah, very comprehensive personality. Allah Ta'ala blessed him tremendously. After all, what is required, what the purpose of all this is, to take the inspiration to imbibe these qualities. Inshallah, someday, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make it possible that a very detailed biography be brought out. The purpose is that these lessons we have read about our akabir, etc., but somebody who is seen at close range, we've interacted with, the impact that has on the heart is something different. Inshallah, that becomes a means of inspiration for all of us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Amin.
That will give us tawfiq of implementing and inshallah taking inspiration. Many people, like Hazrat Ali Sahib has mentioned, many people's first interaction and first memories of Walid Sahib was tarbiyat or talim. He was either rectifying something, pointing out something that was incorrect, or he was teaching them something of benefit. My earliest memory also, I was probably maybe 3 years old, maybe 4 years old, because when we were staying on the above the masjid, was also about tarbiyah. I had spoken a lie one night, and Walid Sahib was very angry. So he told me, "You'll sleep outside the door tonight." That's my early, as far as I could try and dig further, I couldn't dig further than that particular incident. And since we were above the masjid, when we moved from the masjid, I was roughly 5 years old from above the masjid. So Walid Sahib, this was a very salient feature. One of my elder cousins also said the same thing. My early recollection is the same thing. You know, I was troubling the girls in the house, and then he cautions me and tells me, why are you making problems? And wherever he used to go, he would meet a young child also. Whether he knew the child or not, assalamu alaikum. And the child didn't give the response properly, he would teach him, say, wa alaikum assalam, in the full salam. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. No, say alhamdulillah. Etc. And then when he would meet that child again in the day or the next day, he'd take his sabak from him, make the salam again and wait for him to give the full reply. How are you? Wait for him to say the alhamdulillah. So tarbiyat and ta'aleem, subhanallah, were salient features. Ilm, his attachment to ilm was such, even whilst in the dialysis, we would be discussing something about some masala, some hadith, some point, some nukta.
There were some articles I ended up writing or publishing in Al-Miftah, and it started from the dialysis. One example which we haven't yet published, as we were sitting in Walid Sahib, rahimahullah, you know, he had a lot of fadail ka istihzar. That what's the virtue of the deed? That these are incentives that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us for the different deeds. So like, for example, the bazaar dua, 1,000,000 thawab. So whenever he would teach it to someone, he would mention that fazilat. So when going to visit the sick, 70,000 angels make dua for you. He had yaqeen on these. So he said, well, what are the other a'mal? There are so many a'mal for which the malaika make dua for a person. Like when a person goes to visit the sick, the hadith tells us 70,000 angels make dua. So while we were sitting there, alhamdulillah, about a dozen different a'mal we spoke about. So in that condition, his blood is leaving his body and coming back, and he's suffering in pain, and somebody is pressing his leg, somebody is pressing his neck. But we are discussing ilm, alhamdulillah. And then he tells me that he's gathered the rest because I want to give a bayan on this. So alhamdulillah, going back using the takhasus student, we gathered 20 some odd examples and I sent it to Ali Sahib, and he spoke about it in certain other majalis. So ilm and tarbiyah, ta'aleem, this was part and parcel, this was like second nature, was it Walid Sahib, rahimahullah. Another aspect which I wanted to highlight was his like Hazrat Imam Ilyas Sahib said, he had a lot of lihaz and he kept ta'alluq with people. He didn't like to break relationships. He couldn't take it when it was, you know, a relationship was broken. He would say, if you can't work together, it's fine, as long as you can still make salam to that man. It's better than working together and the hearts are not clean. And in my own life also, sometimes we use a certain person for a certain task. You employ someone and it's such a task that is recurring every couple of months. But the relationship wasn't going well, so he would tell me, leave him. In fact, sometimes it has to do with the Darul Hadith, and I would say, you know what, the donor for that particular thing has got a good relationship with that person. So he would say, that's a separate issue. You can't get along, carry on, find somebody else. It doesn't make that person any bad, doesn't make you any better, but not everybody gets along. So when you come across a situation like that where you realize you're not getting along, then you don't have to work together, find somebody else. Again, as long as the hearts are clean. And Walid Sahib, for this reason, stayed far away from ikhtilaf and controversy as much as possible. As much as possible, he stayed far from controversy. Sometimes, you know, expertly avoiding a situation so that we don't become the means of further ikhtilaf spreading, you know, in the society. And on one hand, we would have seen, like when Ilyas Sahib, Hafizullah, has mentioned, sometimes he was quite firm. That was when it was haqq and batil. That was when it was, you know, sunnah or bid'ah. Then there was no other way. That is only one way, and he would enforce it wherever he was. But when it came to mukhtalafi issues in fiqh, when it came to, you know, the differences of opinion among the muftis, then he had a very, very broad heart and chest. He would always say, you know what, I mean, this is how I view it, but this mufti sahab has said something else, or this person says something else, take care, he must be got his proofs also. And whenever these things used to come up, then he would always say, well, there are both sides. And he used to quote Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Dama Barakatuhu several years ago in the Haram. He said, we met and a certain hot topic of debate in our country had come up. So Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Sahib Dama Barakatuhu mentioned, he says, by wahi doesn't come to me also, it doesn't come to them also. In other words, whoever has come to his conclusion hasn't come to a final conclusion, because it's not from the sky. It is his own ijtihad, it is his own application of his mind and his own understanding, and it's my understanding. So I can't enforce mine on him, and neither can he enforce his on myself. So these are some of the few things, and inshallah, hopefully we can put together some detailed biography like Hazrat Maulana Sahib has mentioned. And I would request the mutaalliqeen who are here and whoever else is listening, that if there is anything that they can inshallah contribute also in terms of one incident, something, you know, some outstanding feature of the life of Hazrat Walid Sahib, or if it was some interaction with him, then if they can please forward it to myself or send it to the Darul Hadith, email it to us, and inshallah that will be a combination of all work. My ustad is Sheikh Muhammad Awama, Hafizahullah, mentioned, he said, make sure you do it, but take your time. Take your time, because, you know, there's so much, and there's so many people maybe you can gather information from. The current issue of the Albin Nouri newsletter, alhamdulillah, has got a brief biography of Hazrat Walid Sahib, rahimahullah. So inshallah, hopefully as we go along, others will also contribute, inshallah. This will be for the benefit and faida of the entire ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
And I would stand here as his son to request you all, if anything is owed to anyone, then whatever it is, please do come forward and mention. And if he has hurt the feelings of any person, inshallah, it would have been unknowingly, then I ask God to forgive him also. He was very, very particular about this, about breaking people's hearts. When he realized, then no matter who it was, no matter who, it can be the youngest of students also, he would go. Some of the early maktab students would mention that the habit of Hazrat Walid Sahab was that at the end of the year, he would tell the students, you know, if I was harsh to you all, then here's the stick. Somebody wants to come and hit me also, you can come and take retribution. Some of them said, we went also. Some of them said, that was obviously in the very early years. But he was very, very particular about this. There were two incidents in the Haramain. One, Hazrat Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahab also had mentioned, and he was with at that time in the recent Safar, the last Safar to Haramain in Medina Munawwara. Because of the electric wheelchair he was using, sometimes the direction would go a bit off. So he would joke, he would say, you know, I'm an unlicensed driver on this. And so once he had touched someone in front of him, so he almost got off the wheelchair to pacify that person or to ask maafi from him. And you know, it really troubled him. And he would seriously be troubled. You know, like, it's not just formality. That was one thing, alhamdulillah, my Walid Sahab Rahimahullah didn't have, the doing things only for formality. When he did it, it was from his heart, alhamdulillah. And another incident was the previous trip for Umrah. Also, he was in dialysis and on a wheelchair. In Makkah Mukarrama, they don't allow the wheelchair entrance from every door. It is a specific door. But they had allowed us previously from a particular door that was the closest to the hotel. But for this one salah, when we got there, the guard was very, very strict. So Walid Sahab, rahimahullah, generally, he would always persist. Because, you know, he would say, like, try. Let's try again. So he asked the person again. Then we waited there for a while. So that guard got very, very angry. And he was very abusive. You know, so abusive that I don't think I felt like that before. So abusive he was. And thereafter we walked, we came out, we read Salat there, we walked past him. You know, I didn't have the guts to even look at him. That's how shattered I was. The next evening, the guard was there again. So Walid Sahib Rahimahullah went to him. He said, let's go to this guy. And he asked him for forgiveness. He said, no, sorry, yesterday you got angry. We angered you. That person then said, I'm also very, very sorry. I'm very sorry. I was working double shift. This is 24 hours I was here. That's why I didn't get sleep, my family at home. That's why I was so worked up. And alhamdulillah, it was all, you know, made up. And myself, I took my broken heart and carried on. So that's what happens sometimes. That people around don't understand the situation. Hazrat Walid Sahib Rahimahullah was on a different level. And he would make sure, sometimes if there was some kind of distance that was created between himself and somebody who maybe was near to him, that distance was also lillah. And later on, mashallah, the person was brought back. If somebody interacted differently with him and he wasn't pleased, then maybe he didn't, you know, for example, have a close relationship with that person. But after time would pass, you would see that, mashallah, the muhabbat is still there. And this is what we need. Differences of opinion will always happen. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, إِذِ الرَّأْيُ إِذَا كَانْ أُخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ. Whenever there's, you have to apply your mind, there'll be ikhtilaf. We give the example of sitting in a mashura in the morning in Jamaat, and I ask the students normally, have you ever heard when they're asking by what time is breakfast, everybody giving the same jawab? No. Somebody will say, let's sleep first and wake up at 8:30, some say 9 o'clock, some will say, let's have breakfast before we sleep. You'll never get it all unanimous. Whenever you have to give a ra'i, there's ikhtilaf. So if that was a bad thing, and because of ikhtilaf in ra'i, we were supposed to break relationships, na'uzubillah, Allah would have not created that system then. Allah has not created that system of whenever there is ra'i and opinions to be given, then there will be ikhtilaf. So to differ is natural. But respected friend and Allah, Walid Sahib Rahimahullah, was very, very particular. That even if we differ, the hearts must remain united and combined. Sorry for taking up your time, inshallah, because of the Usman Kadwa Sahib, inshallah, to share with us some of his experiences. The Mawlana Usman Sahib also had a very long relationship, alhamdulillah, with Walid Sahib Rahimahullah. And on many aspects, whether it be on Safar, whether it be regarding the maktabs and the Talim al-Haqq and other issues.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضرت مولانا هارون صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ our تعلق goes many years back. I remember when مدرسہ دعوت الحق حضرت چھوٹا موٹا رحمت اللہ علیہ had a special time for حضرت مولانا ہارون صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ and in many of his matters he would make مشورہ with حضرت مولانا ہارون صاحب. At that time we used to conduct exams with all the affiliated madrasas. One of the madrasas that was affiliated to Dawatul Haq was Madrasa Talimuddin, the Spingo Madrasa, the Maktab, of which Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was in charge. Hazrat used to come from Zinto. At that time, Maulana was small. Maulana will remember Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Khan Rahmatullah Ali, his father. He had a small knife. And you remember that one? Munshi Sahib, and he make like that. So that's so far back. Anyway, we talk of Hazrat Maulana. Talking of Awliya Allah, talking of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings about great amount of noor in our hearts. His tazkira of Quran and Hadith. His tazkira of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His tazkira of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that he was day in, day and day out. All that time he was Qala Allah, Qala Rasul. And whenever he would talk also, he would always give some advice. One day, sitting with him in the car, he told me, read this dua always. Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. Allahumma sallimni wa sallim minni. Very mukhtasar, short dua, but alhamdulillah, in my experience, I found it very, very effective that Allah Ta'ala protected me and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protects those who are outside also. Maulana will know that this dua is actually wherever the makhaz of it is. But that was his advice to me. Then we find that Maulana had a special time, special love for Hazrat Chota Mota Rahmatullah Ali, for Qari Sahib. He had a special time for us. Always, whenever he would find an opportunity on a Sunday, he'll come way home. And sometime he'll come unannounced. Once he came, I was not at home. So he didn't waste time. He sat there on the lawn. He opened his dastarkhan, whatever he had, his food, and he started eating. After that, I came and I saw him there. So he would feel very, very happy whenever, you know, always he used to phone me. In fact, just a few hours before he passed away, he sent me a message that, Maulana, I'm leaving for hospital, make dua for me, Allah Ta'ala give me shifa, all that. Then after that, I tried to phone him, I could not get to him. So Maulana, alhamdulillah, as I said, that he was always Qala Allah, Qala Rasul. Once I traveled with him to Camperdown. On the way, now he has his bowl of cereal, got it with him. His Quran Sharif is open and he's driving. and he's talking with me and he's looking at me. He's having his cereal, he's driving, he's reading his Quran Sharif. So, Alhamdulillah, Maulana, on the way also, he was always, you can say, you know, always busy with whatever he was doing. As far as he started his Bukhari Sharif, teaching Bukhari Sharif, I had some copies of Bukhari Sharif Sharah. I had some copies which I gave to him. I had received them from my one uncle, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Kadwa Rahmatullah Alayhi. He used to be in Newcastle many years ago. So he gave them all to me. But then I passed them on to Maulana. I said, Maulana, this may help you. And then I had a copy of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Dars of Bukhari Sharif. And that also I gave to him. Maybe Maulana, if you look into this thing, you'll find that's in Urdu. But, you know, I felt so happy that, and I felt so nice that Maulana started teaching now Bukhari Sharif also. And it gave me a lot of happiness. And he used to sometimes ask me, how was the Bukhari Sharif, you know, in Jalalabad, how was the Tarz of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Then I gave him that copy. Alhamdulillah, Maulana was very, very happy. He carried on serving his deen. He carried on serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right till the last. He was dedicated, very, very dedicated. And when he was leaving for America, for the first time he told me, Maulana, I'm leaving for America. The people in America have called me. So give me some, you know, he didn't say, give me some advice. But I told Maulana, I want you to do me a favor. When you go there, don't conceal yourself. You must start your silsila of bayt and irshad there also. To the people of America, they are in need of this. If people don't know about it, you introduce yourself to them and tell them what it is about. What is bayt and irshad? And then if anybody comes to you, don't waste your time. You know. And Alhamdulillah, for a number of years, he went to America, and when he was there also, he used to call me from there too. And whenever he went for Umrah, always before he left, he will phone many ulama, you know, he'll phone many people. So amongst them, he will phone me and tell me, make dua for me last minute, I'm leaving for Umrah. So in this way, Alhamdulillah, when he went to China for Ilaj, he kept in contact there too. At that time, Maulana Muhammad was there. And then last year in February, I went to India. So there was a Hakim there in Hyderabad. So he told me, go and see, I want some education. That Hakim Saab had come here to South Africa and people very benefited from his prescriptions. So I said, all right, okay, let me go to him. I went to his house, I found his house, and I told him that, look, Maulana Harun, he remembered. Then he made up some medication and I brought it. And finally it reached him after a long time. He used that also. And I remember that whenever anybody takes any medication, bari'a bi'iznillah, the person by the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets shifa, he gets better. So he used that medication also. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant shahada to somebody, wants to grant darajat aliya to somebody, then he gives him, you know, long sicknesses, and this sicknesses is actually a blessing in disguise for a believer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side to raise the status of anybody. Maulana was very, very yatakalluf. Maulana will remember Maulana Muhammad when we were in Hajj some years ago, in 2012 or something like that. So the food was served, but he didn't have raghbat for the food that was served. When he told, come see there by Maulana Usmani, that side, if they got anything. So quickly, family had some sandwich and things like that, sent it to him. And he had to get out of shock and raghbat. So Alhamdulillah, these are few things that I just, you know, recall about Maulana. We used to travel very often to Newcastle for the meetings of Darul Uloom. When we used to travel to Newcastle, One day he told me on the way that, look, Mawlana, how many minutes I have? Time is up. Mm-hmm. So he told me, okay, see what you must do. Don't rush with Maghrib Namaz. Say, carry on until you reach some place. We'll read our Maghrib Namaz and then just after that will be Isha time. So we will save on our time, then we'll make Jama Baina Salatain in this way. So it'll be last time of Maghrib and the first time of Isha. So then in this way that it will be very easy for us. So we don't have to make two stops for two times, you know, for Namaz. So this was some of his advices at one time as just something that I like to share, that, you know, in Darul Newcastle, they used to have two times times for Daras, morning session and afternoon session. In these both sessions, the students were not happy. They wanted that we just have one session, and after that it's finished, we are free for the afternoon. So, anyway, Maulana Madhi Rahmatullah Ali was there too, Maulana Seema Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Harun Sahib, they all were there. Finally, we did not give in to them. We said, no, it has always been in the tariqa, in all our madaris in India and wherever we are, that is always two sessions, it's not one session. So we will keep to that. I noticed that the students are not very happy. They very, very, you know, became very agitated or something. So after the session was over, after the meeting was over, now it was just time for Zuhur Salah. So I told Mawlana Harun, I said, no, just tell Mawlana Murdi Salah, just let us move from here immediately. We're not going to stay here for 1 minute more. So now we have to read our Zuhur Namaz. So we'll go and read Namaz somewhere else. Just quickly, just sit in the car and let us move away. Anyway, we moved away. We went and read our Zuhur Namaz in the town masjid. And after that, we came to reach our destination. The next day he phoned me and said, Mawlana, hey, Mawlana, lucky we moved away. You know, they started slashing their tires. These students, whosoever it was, they started slashing their tires. They lucky we moved away. So these are things that take place, you understand, with this students. Students, you know, there are various mizaj of students. Anyway, there are many, many other memories of Hazrat Mawlana. And he was somebody that always the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had zikr. Whenever he come to Amzindo, he must come and meet, ask me who are the people that here are unwell. I must go and meet all of them. Must meet the muazzin. Must meet, he asked me who are unwell, let us go and meet them. And this way he meet the people. And whenever it came to any, you know, we started Madrasa Miftahul Khair in Amzindo, so he made sure that from his side, he gave a donation for the madrasa. I said, no. And he made a number of trips to come and see the madrasa, what, how the progress is taking place. And he gave a lot of duas to Maulana Noman, he gave a lot of duas to us. And no trip of his was complete without meeting Chhotamota, without meeting Qari Sahib. He always must come and meet them, and come and meet them, you know. So he had a special taluk with us. And there are many other, you know, memories. Whenever we used to look forward the time when the examinations take place, because Dawatul Haq, the examination used to take place half year and at the end of the year. So after every examination, then there is a Dawat somewhere and somewhere and somewhere. And this was the time that, you know, Maulana, myself, we all used to look forward to. Today we are going to go there, today this way. Amongst them was Hazrat Hafiz Harun Sahib, Hafiz Harun Sayyid Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. He was also part of the you know, examination team. So in this way, Maulana, he taught Maktab, he taught Bukhari Sharif also. He did, you know, both of them. He taught Maktab also and he taught Bukhari Sharif. And Alhamdulillah, Maulana had his way about everything. Very, very pleasant, very cheerful. Whenever he'll meet with a lot of, you know, bashashat and this way. Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest stages in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you know, his students, whatever he left behind a very, very great legacy. He said that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, I don't know who it was, went and told the people, go to the masjid, you find that the inheritance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being distributed. So the people came, they said, no, we didn't find anything. So did you see people learning and teaching Quran, Hadith and Quran? So that is the inheritance. So this is the legacy that has been left behind by Hazrat Walana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We, Alhamdulillah, there is a cassette that has been prepared in it. It is 100 bayan in it. So 100 bayan is available. So we must listen to that. Alhamdulillah, when I listen to that, I really benefited from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant desire khair to whoever has compiled that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Hazrat Walana. Allah ta'ala raise his status. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Jazakallah khairan. I don't want to take up too much more of the time. Hazrat Walid Sahib rahimahullah had a lot of muhabbat for ilm. I thought a lot about his life, and it boiled down to ilm, whether it was acquiring ilm, whether it was imparting ilm, whether it was supporting ilmi initiatives, whether it was love for the ulama and those who had ilm. His life, the crux of his life was ilm, the knowledge of deen. And alhamdulillah, I'm not in a position to advise any father, but based on the experiences with my beloved father, rahimahullah, any alim who is Abu Alim, or any alim who is Ibn Alim, then develop a closer relationship with your father. Because that relationship we enjoyed was very, very unique, alhamdulillah. I would say probably 90% in the last 20 years, 90% of our discussion was about ilm, about some nukta, about some bayan, about something new he heard. And that was an enjoyment of those sittings was something completely different. Sometimes during his days of illness and sickness, if I had to come sometimes, you know, suddenly, it may have been difficult to make certain adjustments. So leaving Camperdown or leaving whatever I was engaged in may have been challenging and difficult. But when I used to come by him, then you don't feel like leaving. You know, you forget all the, whatever, call it taklif, or whatever adjustment you have to make, or inconvenience. You forget all of that because that relationship was so beautiful, mashallah. Hazrat Haji Idris Hansar Sahib mentioned, I think about 15 years ago, he once told me, he says, you know, I notice your relationship with your father is not father and son. Your relationship with your father is like two friends. And that was the kamal of Hazrat Walid Sahib, rahimahullah. And I used to think, if I have to write one day, then I would write and I would, you know, label the biography, my father, my friend. But later on I realized that if I had to do that, then I had to add many more things. My father, my friend, my sati, my travel companion, my, there's so much. So, therefore, I would like to share this, and inshallah, people who would implement this would inshallah thank us later on in life. That create that relationship with your father if he is a alim and you are a alim. Obviously, every son ought to have the kind of a relationship with his father. But I'm saying the barakat of ilm and the ni'mat of ilm is very, very unique. We were once in Dundee, and my father, rahimahullah, would prefer to drive himself. So we drove in the morning, attended the walima, and we were coming back. So there was one alim, one of his students, who was bi takalluf with him. So he asked him, Marana, something unique I see. You know, wherever you go, I see your son is with you, Marana Muhammad is with you. What's the secret? And Walid Sahib gave the absolute secret, mashallah. And he says that the secret is I make his khidmat. See, he's sitting and I'm driving. That is exactly what it was. He ensured that I was with him. It was his kamal, not my kamal. It was his affection and muhabbat more than anything from our side. And he used to advise, you know, when he used to come to parenting, he would always advise that befriend your children. You should be friends with them. Then you get that muhabbat from them, and then that ita'at, that obedience that will come obviously because of the respect and awe and fear of the father, and coupled with love and muhabbat for the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Again, I ask you to forgive me. I'm not in a position to advise anyone or to say anything. Jazakumullah khairan to everyone who has come. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our request as it with Qari sahab, Qari Ismail sahab, to please make the dua, inshallah.
Sympathy, sir. Chen Karimat, sir.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله واليك يرجع الامر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك. اللهم اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم واقم رسلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد. اللهم نقهم من الخطايا والذنوب كما ينقى الثوب الابيض المكتنس. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولاساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولاقاربنا ولاحبابنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن اوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك. اللهم ارزقنا حب من ينفعنا حبه عندك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم التواب الرحيم التواب الرحيم. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل اواقف امورنا بالخير بيدك الخير انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. امين يا رب العالمين. درع